From increasing compliance regulations to managing risk, the partner you choose has to be able to keep up with your performance. The team at Allied Solutions is working hard to ensure that you have the services and solutions you need, such as auxiliary loan product refunds, coverage and cancellations, billing leniency, repossession, and more. For over 40 years, Allied has helped their clients grow, protect, and evolve their business. With over 20 million monitored auto loans and over $100 million recovered over the last 5 years, Allied Solutions can help you move the needle. Visit online at alliedsolutions.net/autofinance. Hello and welcome to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Overby, Senior Editor of Auto Remarketing. Today, we welcome back Mike Darrow, who is President and Chief Executive Officer of TrueCar. And TrueCar has recently announced a few initiatives to support the military, as has long been a part of their history. And shortly following that announcement, They teamed up with Navy Federal Credit Union to provide members of that credit union with an online car shopping platform. And Mike's here to talk a little bit more about that, and we'll bring him on. Mike, great to see you again. Welcome back to the program.
Good to see you, Joe, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, we'll start kind of high level and go back to the beginning. How did TrueCar and Navy Federal kind of come together in the first place to start this platform?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Joe, and it's a good story. About a year ago this time, we were exiting one of our large partnerships in the military space, and we got an inbound from Navy Federal Credit Union with some interest in talking to us about powering a buying channel for them. Our previous relationships had excluded us from branching out too much in this space, so you know, with that relationship winding down, we started to engage with Navy Federal. And over the course of time, and it's interesting, 2020 had a lot of challenges to it. But on the BD side, you can imagine, you know, the difficulty in putting together a deal. These deals are done across the table from one another over numerous meetings and discussions. But, you know, the Navy Federal was very interested in partnering. Our partner team did a great job, and it took us about 12 months and we got the deal put together. Really excited to be partnering with them. And it, you know, continues our long tradition of supporting this military community. Navy Federal is the largest credit union in the world, 10 million members. So, you know, we've got a lot of experience in the credit union space as well as in the military space. And we're really looking at, you know, building this relationship with them. And using all the learnings we've had from, you know, our past relationships to really make this a great thing for us.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to ask kind of how the process would work, but I want to follow up on something you mentioned there with, you know, just the history that TrueCar has had of working with and supporting the military through different initiatives. Can you share a little bit about maybe how that came to be and maybe the emphasis that you guys put on helping and working with the military?
Yeah, absolutely. Our reach into the military community started way before me. USAA was one of our very early on partners. You know, they're a very, very big membership base in the military community. It's such a great cause to be able to reach out and support, you know, the members of the military community. And we started with USAA, and over a 13-year period, we built that relationship. In February of last year, they decided to get out of the car buying service. And that happened at about the same time we got the inbound from Navy Federal. But, you know, we're excited about it. It allowed us to launch our own military channel, which we launched on May 1st of last year. It allowed us to, you know, initiate a discussion with Navy Federal and get that going. So the military community, by the numbers we look at, is about 40 million members, plus or minus, you know, active members and retirees and all the folks, Department of Defense and all the folks that participate in that membership base. And it's really allowed us to open up our reach into that space. And it's such a good cause. You know, these folks have served us over time in the military community. And we love being able to extend these services to them and help them with their car buying needs.
So with this specific program, what is the kind of the step-by-step process that a user would go through to use the platform, and how would it work for both a credit union member and then also for, obviously you guys work with dealers through this. So how does it look like, what does it look like for the dealers too?
Yeah. So on the Navy Federal side, we're just kind of launching that right now. There's about a dozen different entries into the car buying program from their digital platform, including their mobile application, which we're excited about and is driving a lot of traffic. And what we do is we plug our core buying channel into their web property. We'll continue to develop that over a period of time as we work with Navy Federal to, you know, get more deeply integrated into it. But, you know, we take the full car buying experience for TrueCar from discovery. You know, a member can come on, find the car they're looking for, get the price. We've now launched some products called Deal Builder, which allows them to calculate a real payment on that vehicle, get a cash value for their trade. And they can do that all from the Nissan Federal, the Navy Federal, you know, credit union site. So we're excited about that. On the dealer side of it, it's really interesting because when the site launches, the dealer's automatically included. And that's one of the great benefits of being a partner with TrueCar as a retailer. When we add new affinity partners, we build the site, we launch the platform, and then that engagement just starts flowing right into a dealer CRM system. So, you know, we've gotten some great early signals from the market. We had a Chrysler Dodge Jeep dealer in Parma, Ohio, sent us a note, said he sold 3 cars in the first 2 days. But, you know, the connections come through into the dealer system. They're identified as TrueCar and Navy Federal. So the dealer can tell that it's, you know, someone from our military program. And, you know, we ask them to provide the white glove service for those folks as they come in. And, you know, the dealers are excited about it. You know, the dealers who have been with us for a while have gotten used to servicing this community. They oftentimes do special things in their own marketplaces to support the military. So, you know, we're excited to see this flow right through. And all they need to do is be ready as the consumers come into their dealership to get the car.
Well, that was going to be one of my next questions, just about how dealers can get involved and utilize a partnership. But sounds like they're already kind of, as that's one of the benefits of already being a TrueCar partner dealer. And I know, you know, in addition to your history of, you know, working with military programs, TrueCar has several different affinity programs. What are some of the other ones that you guys are currently working with?
Well, we have over 250 different affinity partners. There's over 350 million members across, if you added up all the members in that. So I think there's only 250 million adults in the U.S. So there's a lot of overlap going on. Mm-hmm. You know, someone could be a Navy Federal Credit Union member and a Sam's Club member at the same time. So we have big partnerships with American Express, Sam's Club, AARP, AAA, Allstate, and it's really the foundation and a differentiator of our business. Before we launched the TrueCar.com actual web property, our business was built, you know, on these partner relationships. So it's in our core fabric as a company. We have full teams that support it from the business development side to the technical side, and we really enjoy the opportunity to reach consumers as they want to enter the car buying process at their different locations. And many of these household brands come with a lot of affinity, a lot of attraction from their members. So when they engage on that platform, there's a transfer of trust. And, you know, a lot of the things that we stand for as a company in the transparency and trust in the car buying process. So, you know, Navy Federal is the latest addition. We added over 30 new partners last year. We're off to a good start this year. Besides Navy Federal, we've added a company called GovX, which is a big military merchandise type website. So we're really excited about our progress. And like I said, this is we view this as really, you know, in our foundation, in our core, and it's a differentiator for us in the marketplace. You know, that's one of the things we could talk about to retailers that, you know, a lot of our competitors can't provide.
Well, I imagine one of the selling points for a dealer might be the fact that in addition to however that dealer might instill confidence in the consumer, that on top of that, there's two additional layers of confidence. You know, it's, you have, you know, the, your, the affinity program itself that the consumer's confident in, backing of TrueCar and the backing of dealers. I imagine that's probably one of the top selling points that you guys bring to dealers with these things.
Absolutely. And we see that when we talk to dealers. You know, our goal is to create high quality connections for our retail partners. We've tried to transition away from what was previously called the leads business. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of been an overpromise, underdeliver kind of activity in the business. So we use these partnerships to create really quality connections. It comes with some, you know, elevated trust and transparency that the dealer can certainly leverage at the store. And, you know, the dealers who have been with us for a while understand that and value it and really work hard to take care of those customers in the right way.
And just from a industry perspective, I mean, you mentioned that it's kind of something that makes TrueCar unique in that not a lot of, you know, your peers or similar companies don't necessarily have the level of affinity programs. But industry-wide, are you seeing more affinity car buying programs? And do you think that is an area of potential growth in the future?
Yeah, I definitely think there's a lot of area we can grow there. There's some newly emerging categories. You know, the personal finance category is an exploding category with companies like Credit Karma and the different SoFi and the different companies you see out there who are helping young folks manage their finances. We think that's a big opportunity since a car purchase is the second largest purchase someone will make. To have that part of your, you know, personal finance network is interesting. So we're getting some good traction there. The other one that's emerging kind of quickly is one that's been tagged mobility as a service. And we just announced a partnership with HyreCar. And, you know, there's a lot of big players in this space, but it's for folks who use their vehicles to generate income, you know, and you've got all the, with the pandemic, you had this boom of all of the food service providers and all of those things that are going on out there. And those folks need access to good cars. So we've started to work with some of the players in that space we're excited about. So there's a huge amount of opportunity for partners. And then there's these new emerging categories that are really interesting as well.
Well, to your point on, you know, mobility as a service, not 15 minutes before I jumped on the call with you, I had my Target order from Shipt came, and this woman who got the goods at Target used her car to deliver it. And, you know, I assume there's some potential in that. It's not just, you know, often we think of it just being Uber and Lyft, but, you know, there's, as you mentioned, the food delivery, the, you know, the Target grocery delivery, that kind of thing. I mean, I think it's, as you mentioned, it's a growing market and probably a lot of room there for affinity programs.
Yeah, absolutely. And we found in talking to our OEM partners, it's a great opportunity for them and their CPO vehicles. You know, as those vehicles come back to the marketplace, they're great vehicles for that type of a service. You know, they're generally well taken care of. They're, you know, lower mileage and those sort of things. So, you know, there's a lot of different pieces that kind of come together to support that. But yeah, we're excited about the opportunity to service that community. And we think it'll grow pretty rapidly over time.
Absolutely. Well, I think it'll be an interesting area to watch. You know, it's perhaps a niche market in automotive right now. But I think it's, as you mentioned, you know, having as many affinity partners as you guys have and the potential to grow that even further. I mean, I think it's going to be a growing sector of automotive. But Mike, it was so good to talk with you today. I appreciate you being back on the program. I think you're now one of our, we can call you a friend of the program. You've been on the show a few times now. So I really appreciate you coming on and chatting with me.
Well, I appreciate you having me, Joe. I always enjoy the opportunity to talk to you, and you know, hopefully we'll get a chance to reconnect soon.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to do it for today's episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast. My thanks to Mike Darrow and the team at TrueCar. And for Nick Zulovich and our team at Auto Remarketing, I'm Joe Overby. Thanks for listening.